Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Becky Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And last night was a hot fucking mess.
Wow. I mean, I haven't felt so strongly about an episode in a long time.
Same.
My jaw was on the floor at times.
I couldn't sleep. I legit could not sleep. I watched the last scene three times just to get ducks in order. I'm exhausted. What did you guys think? I mean, do you want to get into it? Do we want to just go? Do we want to talk about it just right off the top and just get right into it? What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Should we get through the rest quickly? And then, because I feel like this we'll never go back to the rest if we start with the fact. I mean, I think Clayton's a fucking garbage dump person. Like, I will die on the hill if he is. I can't wait till next when his own parents are like, what are you talking about?
I hate to be in the position. I'm gonna have to be in the position of kind of empathizing with the murderer here, because I do believe he reacted like he looked like a baby to me. He was a baby. And like,
I was gonna say, Jared, your tweets were aligned, I feel, with
completely aligned, but like, I don't want to go down the road. Like there's three people right now. And they all exhaust the fuck out of me. There's Clayton is a gaslighting monster who's dangerous. Like, that road to me is too far. Like, and you don't want to have a discussion about the show. Like, you automatically make this show not fun if you're going down that road. And like, listen,
yeah, that's
I don't know what gaslighting is at this point. It has been refuted and changed. I'm not a professional. I'm not going to say it. So I'm going to tell you how I felt in the moment. He looked like a baby. So like, let's start at that I think, and a baby can grow up one day. So let's start at that. Then there's the other group that is like, Susie should have known that's the show. And it's like, that person, you are so fucked out of your mind. You're so diseased by your own issues with dating that you've put it on Susie. And like, you're not reasonable either. And then there's the third person who's like producers. And it's like, the laziest person in the room, producers, go fuck yourself. We know there's producers there. There's producers there the whole season. So you can't just conveniently pull that lever whenever you want. So those three people don't want to talk about the show in a fun way. This can be fun.
I don't see how producers really had... This seemed very not to do with producers to me. This seemed like a real moment. I think, I mean, from the second he yelled, I love you, at both of them, from the same spot in the street in the same cadence was so bizarre. So from that moment, I was like, he's a baby. He's a teenager. And at the end, he felt like a guy on prom who was like, what do you mean we're not having sex? I got you a bouquet. Like,
and everyone saying he's right is like, but it's prom. And you're like, come on, are you out of your fucking mind? And then like, even to add on to your point, Chris, about the I love you, he didn't even invent that I love you. Rachel's the one that called to him, I love you. And then he says it back. And then it was just like, oh, that was a good idea last time. And then he does it to Gabby. He didn't need to do it.
I love you too, Rachel. It was so stupid. And then the whole, like, Susie didn't even, it wasn't like she was like, you're a terrible man. I can't believe you
would
have sex with two
like-
people. She was like, the person that I want to be with would understand me and know that that's something that I shouldn't have to say, which I get it. Listen, if you're marrying someone, you shouldn't have to list your deal breakers to them.
Listen, they're getting engaged in a week. And she even said that she was very calm. She also wasn't shaming him for his decisions to have sex. He said, I had sex with both of them, or the way he acted. And here's the thing, Chris, you're exactly right. And I'll add on to that point. It's the argument where it's like, where your significant other says, but I want you to buy me flowers. That argument isn't really fair, but so isn't someone's standards. So, and everyone's, and if your significant other never buys you flowers, you have the right to dump them for never buying you flowers. That is a right you have. And Susie exercised her right to be turned off. And people, I just don't understand what the, what people think Susie's options were that are blaming Susie. Like, are they saying you came on the show, so you should have to go to the end no matter how you feel? Check your feelings at the door. I don't understand what they think. And then they're saying they're blaming her for not bringing things up. Yeah, there's consequences to every action. So her consequence of not bringing up that sex is a deal breaker is finding out that Clayton's the type to have sex with other women and not really love her as much as he says she loves her. Clayton's consequences are to find out that someone else would be turned off by him having sex with two other women.
Nobody's blaming Clayton for sleeping with other people. Like, you can fuck whoever you want. It's the point of you being mad at somebody feeling some type of way about you having sex with someone. Like, you can't just assume that they're going to be fine with it.
It felt like so clear that Susie was the choice. Like, he knew Susie was the one. So it made it even worse because I was like, you knew. That's why you put her last. You wanted to save the best for the last. You know she was going to be your choice. He even said, I like you more than the other two. So he fully was like, let me get it in with these two before I'm married.
Well, let me believe for a second, Chris, that's an option, okay? Because I agree, that's an option in the wheel of options. Let me give another one that's more empathetic to Clayton that gives him a way out. Okay. Clayton goes on the two other dates with the other women. He has sex. He believes that physical is connected to his mental, and he believes that. Then he gets on the date with Susie, and he says, this is the one, holy shit. If he had said to Susie, yes, I had sex with the other women, hold on, and she says, I'm turned off by it. She says, I don't know if I can get over this. And he says, listen, I need to go back to those other women, break the news to them that I have that I don't love them, and I actually love you the most, and then I'll come back to you and try and work our way back from this. That's a totally different thing than what he did.
Mm-hmm. It was his reaction. His reaction was the worst part, I felt, was that.
That was the only bad part.
He should
have blaming herself. She was blaming herself at the end. And I was so like sick over it. I couldn't believe, because he was like, now you're turning this on me, because she was like, well, maybe I should just go home saying, yeah, you ruined this. It's like, how did she ruin it? All she's doing is telling you how she's feeling. And he's sitting there acting as if she has kept some massive secret from him, when it's common sense.
And she was like, I'm ready to have a conversation. Like, she wasn't raising her voice. She wasn't even crying when she was like, yeah, let's have a conversation about it. And he's like, like, he was so bizarre. His reaction was crazy.
He also goes into languaging that he's heard before. It's not even his own. He goes, you work through things. I want to be with someone who will fight for me. It's like, Clayton, she could use that argument against you as well. She wants to be with someone who can fight off the urge to fuck two other hot chicks to be with the person he loves. And listen, again, like, I see a lot of myself in Clayton. Like, I see a lot of all the negative things that Clayton does, and the bumbling around, and, you know, confusing lust for love. Like,
you're not on a show telling three girls in three nights that you're in love with them.
Absolutely. But I'm just not saying that I'm like, you know, I don't think Clayton's without retribution. Like, but I do think, you know, when you have to take the loss at a certain point, and he wouldn't do that. He basically was mad that the show didn't save him in having sex with all three. Because let's say they all didn't find out, or they didn't care about it. He could get to the end and he could always blame, well, that's the show. Everyone goes to the fantasy suites. I found the love of my life. He could lean on that. What Susie did, and again, people are like, it's the TV show. No. They're both on a TV show. They both have the option to leave at any time. So he got mad that Susie didn't go in line with the plan of the show. She basically said, no, my feelings are here with me. And it's like, I'm more mad at the audience, because it turns into this thing where people have to like go to extremes, like every other argument on the internet, where it's like, Clayton, like, listen, I watched that thing and I was like, That's a baby. And then you watch Susie and you go, she's kind of reverted. Like, I watched it three times, and I watched her basically, like, there's a point where she's like, first she's confused and she's going, I don't know what to do here. And then he doesn't really give her space to really like make a decision to like, or hey, think, let's take
or
like,
some, or do anything. He just immediately attacks.
It felt like when a guy's like, I cheated on you and it's because you suck and it's your fault. Like, it felt so quick to like, I'm like, you're not even like apologizing about the fact that you're lying, because he started the whole thing with one person. I love one of them. I told one of them that I like them. And then finally at the end of the conversation, he's like, well, because he couldn't figure out how to like keep his lie in check. Finally, he's like, both. It was both at the end.
Yeah,
like,
he did. When he said both, I was like, finally.
Yeah, because the whole time I'm like, are you not going to say both? Like, it's just, and it felt, even the way he was talking to her felt like, yeah, I fucked them both, but obviously.
Who cares?
I'm the best.
Like, but I like you.
And it's so unfair. It's so unfair to the other two women as well, which like we're not even at yet. But like, obviously it's going to be a thing when he tells Gabby and Rachel, like, I've literally lived the same moments with both of you and said the same things and probably done the same weird shit in bed.
Well, yeah, if he's willing to like rehash lines, he's definitely willing to rehash whatever is going on in the sack. I don't know. I do think he could have gone a different direction and saved himself. And I do think instead he opted for anger and it just didn't look great, you know?
So. Even at the end, he was like, can I walk you out? As if this was like, as if he was sending her home. It's like, because of this alleged bombshell that she dropped on him, which were just normal things. Like, if you think about it for 2 seconds, you know that, oh, if the girl that I'm actually in love with, who I'm going to choose, you know she's going to be upset if you had sex with both women.
I can give many real world examples of this happening for people. Like, if people want to put this in a real world scenario, you're dating someone with nothing said, and then you find out they're on the apps and they went on a date. You know, dating someone for 3 months with nothing said, and then you find out they're on the apps and they went on a date that week. You know, that is up to you if you want to work through that or not. You know, like, people are like, well, you should have said something. Like, no, this is real life dating stuff. Let me give another example. You go on a date with someone and then they don't pay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should have said something. Yes, you're right. Maybe I should have said something, but I didn't. And it's like too far gone. I feel like, I really feel for Susie, because I feel the same way, where I'd be like, I shouldn't have, like, the right person would know that, like, that's something that was important to me. I think at the end of the day, they just really realize that they don't have the same values. And he is kind of a liar about what his values are, because he does give off this very like Christian,
pure.
I don't think he knows. I give him some benefit. I do think he's somewhat shallow and doesn't really understand. I don't think he's ever dated. I mean, he brought up, all of a sudden he's bringing up an ex that hurt him, and that's why he couldn't love again on those first two dates. We never heard about an ex. Once. So the one thing Susie kept saying is the word hope. She was like, I would have hoped you wouldn't have if I was the one. Uh-huh. And she was really shook that finding out he was as far along with her as he was. Like, she was surprised.
Yeah, when he said, I love you, she was like, whoa, like, I wasn't expecting that, which I think made the conversation even harder for her. And like she said, I'm even more upset now. Like, now I'm just so sad, because I didn't know that you felt like this, and I have to have this conversation with you. And I didn't know that, you know,
you felt like this, and you still did what you did.
And here's the other thing. There's another group out there that's like, well, she self-eliminated. She wanted to go home. I can totally listen. During the course of the day of Fantasy Suites, you can know Fantasy Suites are a part of it, but you don't know how you feel on that day with that person that you formed some sort of connection with. Like, I know this show isn't real, but I also know professional wrestling isn't real, and it still hurts to jump off the top rope. So these small moments they're forming a connection. There is reality here. So for people to say like, oh, like she, you know, she led us along to have this moment. It's like, I can understand over the course of those days, she's watching one go on a date. She's watching another go on a date. She's then finding out that they all had sex and that she had interactions with them. I could be grossed. You could be turned off by that. The idea that you would know right away. Come on.
And apparently it was for a whole week. It was a whole week that they hadn't seen each other. They were like, yeah, it's been almost a week. And I mean, I would be going fully batshit crazy watching girls come back and like, and Gabby being like, is my hair look okay? And she's like, mm-hmm.
Well, because Susie was like, you have bedhead.
Yeah, you could tell this wasn't kind of wearing well with Susie, which, listen, that's her right. Like, I just can't believe the feedback that I was seeing to Susie. I can believe the feedback I was seeing to Clayton that I don't think, like, I think him being turned into like this monster, I don't know. I think a lot of people are fighting against straw men. They're like, everyone is crucifying him. And it's like, no, he looked like a baby. That's not crucified. That's me saying he's a baby. And he seemed like someone who, like, also, you know, acted badly.
It was the way he acted in that argument. I'm like, is this how he's going to act in arguments all the time? Like, he was terrible. He acted terrible.
I want to ask you guys, because this has been brought up to me, and my memory, I'm sure all three of our memories will be better than mine alone. Does this compare to the Luke and Hannah B situation?
It was very interesting.
So there was a lot of people that saying, but to me, in my mind, and my memory of Luke P and Hannah B back a few seasons ago, is that Luke was hated by everyone else in the house. Like, Luke kind of exhibited bad behavior again and again and then made his belief someone else's. I don't think that's what this was.
I think it was the way that
it was handled. He showed back up and all
was very different. Yeah. He kind of had like a I own you mentality. Like, you're not going to do this to me. Whereas Susie was like, I'm just really hurt that you wouldn't see this. And she didn't react at all. Even when he was being like a crazy dick, Susie maintained like her grace and composure and was like, I feel whatever. I feel like it was the way that things were handled.
And Luke showed back up later, like aggressively. Remember when he showed back up to that rose ceremony after he was sent home and was moving the podium and like trying to make himself a part? Yeah. Like, his was just so aggressive and very much, like you said, Chris, the I own you kind of mentality. And Susie just like, hey, I'm hurt about this. Like, she was like, I still like have love for you and I still care about us, but I don't think I can get past this. It was more of just a, this is how I'm feeling and not a,
I don't think she knew that this was how she was going to feel, because she didn't know she was going to be last on the fantasy suites. Like,
right.
I think she's sitting there for a week and maybe things are really coming like, oh my God, I do care about this a lot more than I thought that I did.
And here's the other thing. When people say it's double standards, don't confuse differences of feelings to double standards. Like, there are guys out there that can deal with the whole structure of a woman going on three different fantasy suites. There are guys out there that can deal with that in a different way than maybe some women could deal with that. Like, admit to that, you know, like, that's not a double standard. That's just a difference of feelings. There are too.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm saying, like, the idea that, like, you know, well, he can do it because she can do it. It's like, no, they're in totally different. There's totally different players involved with different feelings.
I feel like it's almost worse is the things that he says is worse than like meaningless sex with someone.
It was all about the reaction. It was all the reaction.
Also, the way he was talking to Gabby and Rachel, like, of course they're going to think that they are the only one he's in.
The only one.
That also goes back to Sarah.
Imagine watching it back and seeing him tell, like, say Rachel is the final choice. They are watching it and he's saying to Susie, like, I love you more than the other ones. Like, you are, like, there's no coming back from that.
I mean, proof of that is Sarah's whole storyline. Sarah is accused of telling all the other women that her connection with Clayton is farther along than theirs to try and get them turned off to Clayton. So,
yeah.
That is proof that these people know very little about each other's dating lives with the main character, because we just saw that whole example play out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious-smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I have a question. So imagine you're in the fantasy suites and you have the three girls or three guys, whatever. How do you handle that situation? How do we handle that situation to where, like, maybe you know that one person you do like more than the others? I have no willpower. So I'm definitely sleeping with everyone. But, like, how do you assess that situation?
Oral.
Like,
oral with everybody.
No, that's somehow worse.
Oral doesn't count. Just butt stuff. But, like, yeah. I just think, what do you do in that situation? I'm not defending Clayton, but it's like, okay.
I wouldn't put myself in that situation, I think.
How do you get there? But do you just
I go back to my original, Clayton could have looked at Susie. Clayton didn't want to risk losing anything. He wanted to eat his cake, have his cake and eat it too. He could have looked at Susie and said, I've told these other two women I love them. I got caught up in the moment. I had sex with both of them. I believe that you are the best match for me. I need to go back and, you know, and explain to these two other women that, like, and risk losing all three of you.
No, before, like, when you actually get to the fantasy suites, like, say you're going with Gabby, like, and then you still have two other girls and you and Gabby have a great date, but you know Susie's the one. Do you just forego do you not go to the fantasy suite, or do you go and just, like, whatever?
Remember Hannah B and Tyler? She was like, they didn't have sex. And I mean, come on, talk about willpower.
Yeah. And she even said, I know I would want to have sex with you, but I don't need that.
Yeah. When she's like, I know that's all, it'll be so great.
I think that's the move. I actually think that's the answer, is like, I think you can do one. You can't do both. I think it can come down to, like, two of them, but it can't come down to all three the way it was played out. Because even Gabby, it felt forced. I mean, this is my feeling. I don't know this for a fact. But the Gabby
stuff. I can't believe
Gabby
made it that far.
I can't believe she made it that far. I can't believe he said, I love you to her. Like, to me, that was the, if you wanted to, like, really fucking hate Clayton, the Gabby
that was
one,
the one
is the one that kind of, I could see, I couldn't really, like, look you, say to you that you were wrong, you know.
I guess the question, do you believe that you can be in love with more than one person at a time?
I believe on this show, you can, you can be very confused. I will give him that much.
I believe that too, but I believe in his soul, he knew Susie was the choice. He wanted, Rachel was first, because he's been wanting to bang Rachel since the day he laid eyes on her. And that's all they do. They're in the helicopter going into a volcano and they're just making out. He's like, there's a whatever, a active volcano there. And she's like, I missed it, because they're making out in a helicopter. Like, they have such sexual tension.
His argument was, if you told me, I wouldn't have had sex with them because I love you. And that's basically outing himself as like, so you knew you loved her.
Are you, you know, dumb? Like, that's, well,
that's
crazy.
What I'm saying. I'm like, with that, he sealed his fate, because if I was one of them watching it back, I'd be like, what's that now that you said to her?
I mean, I just don't understand the people defending his argument. Like, the idea that, like, you're on Jeopardy, so you got to play Final Jeopardy. Like, this isn't the same as a game show.
Bet $1,
like,
honey. Yeah.
I just keep replaying in my head, being like, well, like, maybe I should go home now, like, crying. And he's like, wait a minute, you're turning this on me now. Like, that was so infuriating, watching her be like, well, maybe I should go home. And he's like, you're turning this on me now, and there's nothing else to say. So, you know what? Can I walk you out? Like, and then he ended up sending her. I don't know. It was just.
And I feel like if she had been on the first one-on-one, she could be like, just so you know, I think the idea of you being with someone else would, like, ruin this for me. But, like, she didn't have that opportunity. She had a week to sit there and stir without television or anything. Alone, while girls are coming home with messy hair, looking like they, with that freshly fucked glow. Like, even Rachel, every one of them comes back thinking that they're the one. It's so clear. Rachel said it when she came home, I'm really sorry in advance. She said that to the two other girls.
Oh, she did.
Like, yeah, she came back and she's like, I'm really sorry in advance. And it was about whatever, but clearly it was that, like, you're gonna get fucking heartbroken, bitches, I'm the winner. And she's not, or maybe she is, but actually she's not. Now I need to know
what Teddy meant at the Women Tell All when she said to Clayton, I hope you're okay.
I have a feeling that nobody makes it to the end.
I think
they both leave.
I think she's basically saying you're alone and that's it. And it's like,
and that's why Kira said,
Kira, it's your turn, bitch.
She's like, I just heard rumors. These girls don't really talk to me, but the vibe is you're single.
Kira's our most reasonable person. Then she just breaks at the end being like, I'll take them.
If I get.
Yeah, she was like, whatever. I went to medical school for 8 years. I've done my part.
From what I've gathered this episode, the Eckerd boys fuck. And his brother wants to get in with Teddy. Clayton is trying to hook up with everyone.
The fact that they show, like, next week, his parents being like,
what the fuck?
What do you mean? You're the reason that this is, like, and happening. Like, his dad at one point, he's like, I don't feel bad for you. You put yourself in this position. Like,
well, his dad was like saying, and I didn't even think of it until you just said that, but, like, he's saying everything Susie could have said.
100%. Yeah. Like, his dad is like, she was perfect for you. She was amazing. And you fucking ruined it because you wanted to get your dick wet with a hot blonde girl.
And, you know, it's
tough to hear your own dad say that too, especially when you're expecting him to be like, you got it. Like, let's go. And he's like, no,
this is worse than when
idiot.
You failed at the NFL.
There we go.
Let's go to our names of the episode. What'd you guys call it?
Oh, yeah. Was that the intro?
That's the intro. I think we could go straight to categories and names and stuff like that. I think Clayton
is why I don't trust. Yeah, we don't have to go through everything. We already know.
No.
Like, we don't have to talk about the fact that there was echoey dinner spots when he was. Even though everything Rachel said, they were in a cave.
Here's the review. Here's the review. He went for 2 for 3. Okay.
Nailed it. Nailed
literally them. That whatever I said Clayton is why I don't trust men is the title.
I said, so I was seeing Clayton as like a Pilot Pete character, sort of how everybody hated Pete so much, all the girls did, so I was like, Pilot Pete walked so Clayton could run. That was my thought process.
All that was missing was Pilot Pete's mom Barb. That was the only
now we have Clayton's
bring
dad.
Her home to us, Peter. I call it
Kelly Flanagan walked so that Kirk can run.
Hello.
Right. That's funny. I called it Three Ladies and a Little Baby.
LOL. Literally. I think the title should be Three Women and a Baby. It sounds like a TV show.
That's what it's called. Three Men and a Little Lady. So I called it Three Ladies and a Little Baby. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, it was hard to watch. Also, I just find Clayton, like, at least Pilot Pete hot. Like,
yeah.
Clayton looked good.
Clayton cooking breakfast. He was, I mean, it looked like he went back to the gym. He was lean.
There's something about his personality that just like makes me ick.
He has consistently gotten angry all season. Every time the women are fighting, and he has this face that he goes into where I've never seen someone get mad like that on the show, the way he has gotten mad.
Yeah. I felt like that fight at the end was very like
emblematic, I guess.
It was like very top five like fights that felt so real. There felt nothing produced about that. That felt
we've all been in one of the like a fight like that before where it's just like,
what are you doing? Like, gross. Who do you think you are? Like, and I'm like, what are you thinking? Do you think Susie's family is ever going to watch this show and welcome you into their home?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he ruined every chance because it clearly looked like they forgot that they were like being recorded. Like they were in an argument.
Like I was waiting for him to be like, you little bitch. Like it was like.
And Susie doesn't seem like the type that would argue in public or argue in front of people. I feel like she would be like, let's wait till we get home and like give the eye.
She definitely folded in a way that was like, I need to think these things through. It didn't feel like she held her standard, but like, and I just can't get over the reaction of Susie. Like the idea that like, and I think what happens is, and this is like something we talk about on the UUP podcast a lot, where it's like, anyone can have any standard they want. Like Susie's standard is, I don't want to be with this. I'm turned off by this. And I think what the audience does a lot is they see someone with standards and they take that as a judgment of themselves having lived beneath their own standards. So they're like, they take it as Susie's judging me. And it's like, no, maybe, you know, don't take, you know, like, I don't know. Just because you went back to the guy that was still on Tinder when you guys were hooking up doesn't mean that that was wrong. That was your choice, and that's okay. Like, Susie's choice is different than yours, and both are right, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm fully from the school of thought of Susie, where I would be like, I shouldn't have to ask you to not have sex with two other people if you're going to propose to me.
She shouldn't.
I live in the land of I don't know. I don't know how I would act, but that's why I'm like, so surprised at how sure people seem to be to like say to her like it's the game, like I'll get engaged to someone. What?
She also wasn't like, how could you do this, you're such a piece of shit, like anybody like this is terrible. She's just like, we have different schools of thought on this, and like
that's it.
Like she wasn't even judging him or anything.
Let's play some Would You Rather.
Okay. I said, would you rather like shut the fuck up and like take the blame yourself so you can be the bachelorette, or drag his ass?
I would have dragged him to film. He would have been dead and I would have been in prison. The second he started talking to me like that, I was like, I mean, maybe in her mind, she was like, all right, I'm going to maintain my composure. I was raised correctly. I don't know that I could have done that. Like,
oh yeah, I would have turned it into an episode of Bad Girls Club.
I would have been like 0.5 seconds. A failed football player thinks he can tell me.
I would have been totally...
like, I wish that you were your brother. Okay.
Let me find, where's Teddy's Instagram? Let me get into her DMs and I'll answer him. I am a pacifist. I would have done exactly what Susie had done. I would have gone, okay, that's it for me. Let me just grab my away suitcase and I'll be out of here. You know, like it would have been, I would have Susie that.
Sat in the car, like digging your nails into the leather seats.
Yeah. Looking in the mirror, saying all the things I would have said. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm a pacifist for the most part, but when it's
in
something
that situation,
like that, Like, I'm like, you're not gonna fucking turn this on me. Like,
on national television? No.
Okay, I said I'm gonna change mine. Would you rather have the first fantasy suite or the last? Or the middle, I guess.
I think I would say the first. That way I'd rather be in I don't know. This is hard. I was like, well, maybe I'd rather be in like a Rachel position where it's like, well, at least I fucked him. Like, sorry, the standard yeah. set or whatever. But at the same time.
Here's what I would say. I'm going last because, and I never would have thought this before, but Susie playing it out the way she did, it puts you on a somewhat more even playing field with The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, you saw that she had a right to turn him down, you know, like, and she had all the information in front of her. Thankfully, because he can't really lie, you know, he's on TV, he knows that. So he says both, like spitting out that I had sex with both of them. You could tell that was like the TV. He's like looking at the camera. He's like, I got to say it, you know. Yeah. So I think it puts him on an even playing field and you go and you kind of get the most real answers, which is what Susie got.
Yeah,
I would say. Yeah, definitely not anything but middle. It's like an audition or like middle's a show. You don't want to be put in middle. You either are opening or headlining, and that's
closing.
It.
Yeah.
Period.
Okay, so I add this might be confusing, but it made sense to me. Ready? Okay, and this might not sound couth, so let me just say it the way I wrote it.
Can't wait.
Have sex with two other hotties and then realize the love of your life. Or have sex with someone and then have sex with two other hotties before realizing the first one was the love of your life.
I feel like I would rather have sex with two hotties. Yes.
Yeah, two hotties sounds better than...
Than no hotties.
Than
no
hotties. No,
well, no, you have sex with all... You. The first, you have sex with two, then you realize that the other person's the love of your life. The second scenario, you have sex with all three, but then you realize that the first one was the love of your life.
Oh, then three. I would you know what? Like, right?
More, and extra.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I would rather.
Again, I told you I have no willpower. Like, yeah. Everybody, we'd be fucking if we were going to the fantasy suite.
So we're all Clayton. Everyone here is Clayton.
I guess that I would. Yeah, but I'd like to think that if I had sex with, like, the first one and it was amazing, I would be like, okay, this is the one, and I would stop. Whereas... The other way, it's like you had to figure it out with two other people first. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Either way, you have to figure it out. What's yeah. worse?
Either way, we're getting laid,
afterwards,
right?
Or before. Or like, you know. Yeah, either way.
You know what? I think just like at the beginning.
Either way,
of
this dick
first...
is coming.
Bro, it is.
Boing, boing.
Meanwhile, Kay is like the most sexual of all of us. So
I know. But I think at the beginning, the first episode, like night one limos, during the toast, I'll be like, hey, guys, just want to let you know that if we're going to the fantasy suites, I'm sleeping with everyone. So you can't be mad. Thanks.
Well,
and then you know, like, she's crazy.
Everybody leaves.
What if he got up at the like that cheers with the final three? And he was like, hey, ladies, just to let you know, I will be taking fantasy suites with all of you. You will be receiving the letter from me. Make your
He's
decisions
like, should
now.
Should we just all do it together the whole time?
Yeah.
All right. Cringiest moment. I mean, there were so many. The yelling, I love you from the street the second time, my jaw hit the fucking ground. I was like,
that was bad.
He's like, I remembered my line.
He literally didn't have to do that. Like, no. It was.
No. Not at all.
Okay.
I did mine.
Clayton's reaction.
Clayton's reaction to just everything. Mainly the you're turning this on me, you dropped this bombshell on me, like, can I walk you out? That was just so ick to me. Watching him just
have a
she seems to crying and he's like, whoa, 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 now you're turning this on me. That is the cringiest thing ever.
So my cringiest goes into my minute this week. Is that okay?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay. My cringiest moment was the audience's reaction to the whole thing. I've been thinking a lot. Everyone's like, The Bachelor is, it sucks now and it's no good. The show has stayed the exact same. Mm-hmm. To me, the audience is exhausting. The audience is trying their best to ruin the show. This episode was very interesting. Whether you, whoever side you're on or whatever you watched, to, you know, a human experience, and that's what reality TV is all about. When people come into this with their own shit and try to, like, you know, boomerang it into an argument to a cause that they've been railing against for years, or their ex, or their the relationships in their life, like, that just makes this whole thing a lot more icky, a lot less fun, and you're using people's lives and people's reputation to really make your point that you don't even care about anyways. Like, I think the audience, like, when you go to these extremes and you say he's this monster, or that, you know, that, I mean, even to say that Susie was trying to become the Bachelorette, as if this is this, like, long, methodical con that she's been pulling, like, this is your issue. And I had people being like, do not lessen the gaslighting of it. I'm telling you, he looked bad. We're all agreeing that on that. Yeah. We all agree on a bad look. The idea that I have to then give a name to it that I can't even give, I'm not a professional, and to make you happy, it's like, take a look in the mirror. Why do I have to make you happy with this type of languaging? So I woke up this morning exhausted. I went to my DMs exhausted. I went to Twitter
the DMs
exhausted.
Were on fire.
And it's like, yeah, and it's
stay
like,
out of those.
I know, but it's just, you know, it's like, no,
I don't,
like,
even fucking look. The second I see something that's like, on Clayton, colon.
Yeah, it's like, but and we all know that. It's like, and it's like, this isn't the show's fault. It's your fault, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, Mr. and Mrs. Viewer. It's you. You're the problem with The Bachelor, not The Bachelor.
Yeah, I mean, the show is what it is.
Yeah.
And this, yeah, this felt like the realest episode this whole season. Like, it felt the least produced of the whole season to me.
And let's watch it. Let's discuss it. Let's now make it into topics. Let's have a podcast about it. But, like, it just feels like people throw in, like, you know, I and it's both. It's everyone. It's all the extremes. I'm not just blaming, you know, like, anybody in particular. I'm just saying, like, all the extremes come into play, and then it's like, yeah, but that's not even, I can't speak to certain subjects because that's not what this was about, you know?
Yeah. And I will say, I'm already like, after the final rose, we know how Clayton's going to be like, yeah, I have a lot of work to do on myself.
He's going
to
apologize. Yeah.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just, like, shut up. I'm so sick of hearing about people growing. Just move on.
If you're not going to grow, then don't grow. It's fine at this point.
Like, I'm not growing. Who cares?
Peace. Good luck.
Yeah, like, you sucked at this. Move on. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, I just want a Bachelor that's like, yeah, what? Like, this is who I am.
And what?
Yeah. All right. I mean, who got the rose? I said Susie. I think she handled things amazingly well. From the start to the finish, I think she stayed level-headed and she maintained her integrity. And that's also a really hard thing to do, to be like, I love you, but you did this thing and I need to choose myself. Like, that's the hardest
thing
in the world.
Yeah. I totally agree. Totally. I mean, I have the same one. Susie and Chrissy said it.
Because, I mean, I feel like we've all been in things where it's like, I know that this is not good for me and that you are lying to me, or
that's,
like, doing
that takes a strong, strong.
It takes like years
a person to do that.
Totally. And I totally think that's why people get mad at Susie. They're like, I can't do that, so no one should.
Yeah. How dare you be better than me and make the decisions I want to make
and be beautiful with perfect hair. Damn you.
Show off. Show off.
I liked at the end, they show Susie and Gabby like having a conversation while Rachel is gone. And it really makes, I mean, I love Gabby, obviously, but Gabby's like, maybe we'll go and says some random word. And Susie's like, is that the name of a town here? And it's like, anyway, sorry.
No, I had Susie, Rachel, Gabby. I just thought they were all like, they all acted honestly. That was it. Like, that's
it
the
is.
Only
and it's
thing.
A final three that, like, I really like all three of them.
That's it. That's the show.
Oh, All right, guys. Well, right, if you disagree with us, don't tell me because I'm not going to read it.
We don't want to hear about it.
I can't understand how anyone could we're being reasonable here. We didn't say Clayton can't come back from this or be a human being on Earth again. We didn't say that Susie was like, we praise Susie, but like, I don't think any of us said that Susie's like a goddess on Earth needs to be the next Bachelorette. Like, I think we're just saying that she acted, you know, pretty strongly.
She will be the next Bachelorette, but that's not, I mean, like that, the whole thing. That's not here nor there. Yeah. It should be interesting to see her be Bachelorette.
All right. So we'll be back next week for the final two episodes. So until then, make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at bez.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And then you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
See you next week.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com. Betches.